Ron.
Okay, let's begin. A little late. We got the computer now we're all set. Okay, let's go. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We're on. Just make sure that we get the mics in. Mics in. Hope everybody hears us. Okay, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah at the top. So the Mishnah here says one is allowed to gather or bring wood in from a field as long as it is gathered in the field, and from the karpef. A karpef is a more enclosed, guarded area than a regular field. I feel like when a food are, even if it is scattered. So as long as it's one or the other, a large field, mechunas, is enough. It has to be gathered within the sadeh in order for you to be able to bring it in on yantif. And in a karpef, which by definition is more guarded itself, so then even if it's scattered within the karpef, it would be allowed to be brought in. What is the potential problem here? So that is a couple of shitos in the Rishonim. Rashi here says it's an issue of muksa. Rashi says that if in a field it's not muchan, and therefore it has to be mechunas, it has to be gathered in, and in that way that's a siman that it is muchan. That's what Rashi says. Goli datayu da alayhu samech. If you gathered it before yantif, so then it shows that you are relying on it before yantif, and if not, it's going to be muksa. That is Shitas Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua adds though that this is not just according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is not there's nowhere in the Gemara do you see that this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds most of the muksas. This could even be according to Rabbi Shimon, because as we mentioned, there are a number of muksas that even Rabbi Shimon agrees to. We're going to have later on today muksa machmas chesron kiss, and we had a little bit in the past that Rabbi Shimon agrees to that muksa. Muksa machmas mius, certain times Rabbi Shimon might agree to. So here too, also this is a total muksa from out of a person's mind, and therefore even Rabbi Shimon would agree. That is number one potential problem of the Mishnah is muksa. The Ran here and the Ra'ah and others say this is a problem of ma'amer. Ma'amer is one of the avos malachos of gathering, and this kind of looks like ma'amer. It looks like ma'amer, you're gathering it from the field, so as long if it's gathered up in one spot, so then it would be okay. It wouldn't be near a ma'amer, wouldn't be gathering from all over, but otherwise, says the Ran, it's nire kema'amer. As we'll see Tosfos in a minute, other Rishonim do not hold that it is an Isra ma'amer. They look or hold that ma'amer is included in the heter of ochel nefesh, totally, and therefore there's no issue of ma'amer. Even though ma'amer is an early malacha, ma'amer is much, much before Lisha ve'elach, so, but again, the Rishonim that don't bring up the issue of ma'amer, again, ma'amer is gathering, one of the malachas, if you don't bring it up, it must be that it's mutter for some other reason, as we will see. That's number two. So it's either muksa or it's ma'amer, and the Mishnah Brura understands the Rambam isn't clear what he thinks, but understands the Rambam as this is an uvdin d'chol problem, because the Rambam has a limitation of it, so the Rambam doesn't say it beferish. The Mishnah Brura writes as uvdin d'chol, and in the Shaar HaTzion, and he just says, because the other reasons don't work out for the Shita of the Rambam. So that's why he suggests in Tuf Kuf Aleph Sif Katan Yud Aleph that the Rambam thinks it's an issue of Uvdin Dechol, and again, any of these changes would help out. So that's why you're allowed to bring the wood in from the gathered spot in the Sadeh, and from the Karpef, even from the scattered area. Let's talk about Ma'amer for 3 minutes. Says Tosfos on top. Again, important Tosfos in the Sugya of Ma'amer. Says Tosfos, Teima Hahavi Ma'amer Duha Malachi, why isn't it Ma'amer? He doesn't want to say like the Ran that it's an issue of Nira Kem Amer, but why isn't it Ma'amer? And again, this is Tosfos Lishitaso, going back all the way on Beit Adav Gimel, where Tosfos says, included in the Heter of Ochel Nefesh are only Malachas Milisha Ve'elach, only from kneading and beyond. But the earlier Malachos are not included. Tosfos does not make the Chilak of Efshar any Efshar Lasos Me'er of Yantif. That was Rashi at the beginning of Ein Sadin on Daf Chav Gimel. Rashi had the Chilak of Efshar and Efshar even by real Ochel Nefesh. The Gemara only had it by Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. But Rashi said it even by real Ochel Nefesh. Tosfos doesn't hold of that. Tosfos says the Heder of Ochel Nefesh is from Lishav Eilach, the later Malachos of Sidur Depas. So Tosfos Lishitaso says, therefore here too, why isn't there a problem of Ma'amer? Why isn't there a problem of gathering? Says Tosfos, V'yesh lomar, delo shayach imur, ela b'makom shikadelim sham. Imur is only shayach in the place where it grows. If you have a bowl of apples in your dining room that fall down, and you pick them up on Shabbos in your dining room, that is not the malacha of ma'amer. Why? Because you're not next to the apple tree. Ma'amer only applies where the person, where it grows. That is the halacha of ma'amer. If you're making a bouquet of flowers in the flower shop. Let's say you're there on Yom Tov. Let's say you own the flower shop. So you go downstairs and you're going to go make a bouquet of flowers. And you're not going to put it in the water. That's Nira Kizareya. That's a separate Didrabanan. But let's say you're going to just want to make a bouquet and put it on your table so it'll last for a day and then it'll dry out. So you're allowed to do that. So there's a Ramosha that says maybe it's Nira Kimisakin. So it looks like tikkun, like making a bouquet. But other than that, is there ma'amer? No, there's no ma'amer. Why is there ma'amer? Because ma'amer, according to Tosfos, only applies b'makom gidulo, where it grows. And here, the wood is in your field, it's not in the forest where it grew, and therefore it is mutter. That is Shitas Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam does not quote this rule. Interesting, by ma'amer, there's very little in Shas about ma'amer, about that malacha. About 3-4 lines in all of Shas about ma'amer. The Gemara in Klal Gadol. But the Gemara does not mention, there's one limit in the Gemara. Ein imer ela begidulei karka. But there are 3 or 4 other limitations of the Rishonim that are not in the Gemara. But they come up with limitations because of problems in the Gemara. So here's one. Tosfos says, what do you do with this Mishnah? Ein imer ela begidulei karka. Ein imer ela b'makom gidulo. But the Rambam doesn't quote this. There's a quote. So what would the Rambam say? How does the Rambam read the Mishnah? Why isn't there a problem with Ma'amer? So there are 2 other suggestions, and then we'll move on. Number one is, if you look in the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam writes when he talks about Ma'amer in 2 places. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perach Avalef, Hamidabek Peros ad Sheya'asu Guf Echad Chayiv Misha Ma'amer. If you put together fruit, let's say you make dried figs, or dried dates, and you put it together until they make one unit. And there, another Rambam. Hamakabiz dveilov asamimena eagle oshenakav teenim atchidiskaptu guf echad harizetolos ma'amer. Some Achronim suggest that maybe the Rambam's ma'amer is only when you make it into one unit. If you make it into one unit, like you have tveila, that you've made it to one unit, smushed together, so that's ma'amer. But just gathering things together, or what is the Gemara there only talks about melach. You're gathering salt from the salt deposits. That's ma'amer. So again, the Rama might think that, you know, that you're putting it all together into one unit. So then that's ma'amer. That's one suggestion. And here there's no ma'amer, because you're just gathering wood from the fields. That's one suggestion. The Menachas Chinuch has another suggestion. He says, Lulu Dimestafina, I didn't even see this anywhere, but the Menachas Chinuch suggests another idea. Because if you look in the Rambam writes, Hama'amer la'ochlin, if you gather food, im la'achila, if you're gathering things, then for eating, then the shear is kigrogorous. If it's for your behema, this is the shear. If it's for firewood, this is the shear. Says the Menachas Chinuch, the Rambam adds in one word that the Gemara does not have. Hama'amer ochlin. What do you mean ochlin? What do you mean food? It applies by anything that grows from the ground. It applies by gedulei karka, it applies by wood, it applies by branches, by leaves. Why does the Rambam add that word? So he says, Lulu d'mistafina, he would suggest that this is a chiddush of the Rambam. Ma'amer only applies by food. Many malachas don't apply by food. Right? Ein blank ba'ochlin. Many malachas don't apply by food. But suggest the Menachas Chinuch, maybe ma'amer only applies by food. That's why he has in that word. Ha ma'amer ochlin. And that's why, even though you see, he says in Pirush Mishnayis, he says otherwise, Chazar Rabbeinu. Right? Mean b'chibur v'mashu chazar v'pirushu l'mishnah. Maybe he was chozer from his other sources. V'yavtalo neita mehechen yotazel Rabbeinu. And the Menachas Chinuch says, even though we don't know where the Rambam's source is, nowhere in the Gemara does it limit it to food. Efshar shematza be'eze makom kimavur kama pa'amim. It's possible the Rambam has some kind of source, v'tekef, and he wrote it. And even though we don't know what the source is, he says, "Avish einanu yodim motzei adin ki rasa ein Rabbeinu Yoser meitanu." The Rambam saw more than us, so therefore, you know, there must be a source somewhere we don't know about. But then the Menachas Chinuch says, "You know what? Maybe I have the source. Our Mishnah. Why isn't there ma'amer?" Tosfos says, because ain't emer el b'makom gidulo. The Rambam doesn't quote that rule. So suggest the Menachas Chinuch, maybe why? Because the Rambam understands that there's only emer by food. Ha'amer ochlin. And this isn't ochlin, this is leaves, this is branches, and that's why he doesn't suggest it. Okay. And there's just one more, he says, there's a Rambam l'shitaso. And then they'll move on, yeah? The Menachas Chinuch in the Mosach Shabbos, in Parshas Yisro. And then he also quotes one final Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalid, where the Gemara says, if you make a barrel on Shabbos, you're chayav 7 chatos. 7, and the Gemara does not list what those 7 karbanos are, what malachas you're doing. So Rashi and all the Rishonim there figure out what are the 7. You're building, you're cutting, you're this, you're that. So most Rishonim have ma'amer as one of the malachas. You're taking the wood and you're putting it into the barrel. The Rambam's list does not have that. So says the Menachas Chinuch is l'shitaso, because Rambam said it's only by food, and therefore he wouldn't have ma'amer there. Okay, so that is regarding the Mishnah.
What if it's inside the top, the ma'amer?
We didn't mention that line of the Mishnah yet.
Well, the Rashi says,
Okay, meaning because there's no issue, the Mishnah is going to mention it, but to show that there's no issue of Tchum here. No issue of Tchum here. The only issue is either Muksa according to Rashi, or Ma'amar according to the Ran, or Uvden Dechol according to the Rambam, based on the Mishnah Berurah. If it was outside the Tchum, you'd have another problem of Michus LaTchum. Says the Mishnah later on, those who walked in late, don't think I took so long on the Mishnah. I didn't take 22 minutes on the Mishnah. We couldn't find the computer, and now we're moving. Ezeo Karpev, says the second line of the Mishnah. Ezeo Karpev. What is a Karpev? Right, it says that a Karpev has a less of a standard. It could be even scattered in the Karpev. Kol Shesamach La'ir, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, anything that's close to the city is called a Karpev. And therefore, even scattered would be okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shenechnasen Lo B'Posachas, Yossi says, any field that has a lock on it, so that would be okay. Even if it's very far away from the city, as long as it's within the Tchum of Shabbos. Okay, we'll talk about that machlokas more in the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ein Mevi'in Eitzim Elamina Mechunasim Sheba Karpev. One is not allowed, says Shmuel, you can't bring Eitzim except from those that are gathered in the Karpev. Mechunasim Sheba Karpev. So they ask the Gemara, isn't that against our Mishnah? Because remember, our Mishnah says, if it's in a Sadeh, it has to be Mechunasim. If it's in a Karpev, it does not have to be. In a Karpev, it can be even scattered, because a Karpev is somewhat more enclosed and guarded. Our Mishnah is against that. Our Mishnah says from a Karpev, even scattered in the Karpev. So answers the Gemara, Masnisan Yechidahi. The version of our Mishnah, that's a Das Yachid. Really, the Brisa that we're quoting, the statement of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, is the real correct Masorah that most people hold. But our Mishnah is a Das Yachid, Titania, because we have a Tosefta that quotes our Mishnah by one person. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says the following. Lo nechlego beishamei ubeis hillel al ha-mefuzarin shebesados she'ein mevi'in. Beishamei ubeis hillel do not argue when you have scattered in the fields, which are both, that's tarti l'reyosa. It's a sada and it's scattered, so those for sure one cannot bring in. And again, based on the three reasons we gave on the Mishnah, what the problem is. V'yalam mechunasim shebekarpev shemevi'in. And the opposite, where you have two things, l'tivusa, you have a karpev, which is a more guarded field, and it's gathered from before Yantif in there, Shemeviyan, that even Beishami agrees that you can bring. Alman Nechluku, what's the machlokes between them? That's the middle cases. Alamufavzaran Sheba Karpev, Alamuchunasan Sheba Sados. On the scattered in the Karpev and the gathered in the field. So those are the ones that there's a machlokes about. Shebeishami Omrim Lo Yavi, Ubeisel Omrim Yavi. So Beishami says you can bring, and Beisel says not. Beishami says you cannot bring, Beisel says you can. So our Mishnah is Rib Shimon ben Elazar's Beis Hillel, right? Because our Mishnah says that the Sadeh, it has to be gathered, and the Karpev does not have to be gathered. But what do you see? That the whole version of our Mishnah is only within Rib Shimon ben Elazar. Rib Shimon ben Elazar says, you know, this is the Machlokas. Mashma, that others say that there's a wider Shita, that Beis Hillel would matter even more. So that's what the Gemara assumes, that our Mishnah's version is just a Das Yachid, and really, Rib Yehuda Amar Shmuel's statement is more of the accepted. Period. Okay? Amar Rava. Amar Rava, Ale Kanim v'Ale Gefanim, Afal Gav de Mechanfi Luhu Umosvi. Rava says, if you have leaves of reeds or of vines, Avagav de Mechanfi Luhu, even though they are gathered Umosvi, even though you gather them up in a pile, Kibent Imidli Zika Mivdalahu, since if a wind comes, it can get lifted up and separated, Kimifuzarim Damu v'Asurin. It's like Mufuzar, and it is Usser. It's an amazing shita. You get, let's say there's a pile. You made a pile before Yantif. But still, if the pile is like in a place where there's the wind, and the wind could come blow it, so then it would still be a problem of Ma'amer. Right? This relates to another limitation I mentioned of Ma'amer. Ma'amer, so Tosa says, Ey Ma'amer ela b'makam gidulo. The Gemara has one limitation, Ey Ma'amer ela b'gidulei karka. But Rishonim have another limit. The Tosa's Rid says, Ein imur achar imur. Once something is gathered once, so then it can't be gathered again. We have this by Ein Bishal Achar Bishal and Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. We have this by other malachas, but since the Tosas is read, it also applies by Emur. Once something is gathered once, then it can't be gathered again. If you gather the apples by the apple tree before Shabbos, and then you bring them in, let's say you don't know the Tosas. Maybe you say that gathering apples is also something that could apply Shalom Bakim Gidulo. So are you chai for gathering it inside? So says the Tosas Rid, Ein Emur Achar Emur. So that, though, might only apply if the first Emur remains a little bit. But here's a case where, let's say, you made one gathering, but then it totally got scattered again, as if it never was gathered. So that's then the effects of the first Ebor are not there anymore, and therefore, even though right now, let's say the wind did not blow, unless you still have the pile there, it's still muksa. Why? Because you thought that maybe the wind would take it away. That's what Rashi says. Mistama lo samcha daite. Mistama, you were not somech your das, because you thought it would blow away. The isnach mana me'asma lo ayu, but let's say you took precautions. You put a kli, you put a rake on top of the leaves, but rake on the leaves from before. Yantav shaper dami, then it's not muksa, is not a problem. Daite love. Again, Rashi lo shitaso, the whole issue in the whole sugi is muksa, and therefore it's not a problem. The Rashba though adds, even if it did blow away, if you put a rake on it, then even if it did blow away a little bit, it's still going to be not muksa because you were megaladas beforehand. Oh, just one thing I just before it, even according to the Rishonim, they say there is no problem of ein imor achar imor. You might say this is an issue of muksa. You don't have to say that you lost the first effects of the first imor. You might have said that this is an issue of muksa as Rashi goes throughout the sugya. Okay, next. Ezel karpe fechulu. Getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had quoted the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara is not sure exactly what they are arguing about. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah had just said, if it's close to the city, it's a karpef. And Rabbi Yossi had said, if it has a lock, even far away, it's a karpef. So what exactly are the requirements of each shita? Iboi lohu. Heichi ka'amar. And Rashi quotes here, we're not just analyzing Rabbi Yossi's sheet, we're analyzing both sheets. We don't know what either of them say. Heichi ka'amar, kol shesamach la'ir v'huda islei posachas, is Rabbi Yehuda saying that close to the city and requires a lock? Does he require two things to be a karpef? So close to the city and the lock. V'yasa Rabbi Yossi l'meimar, and then Rabbi Yossi comes in his meiko and says, kivin de'islei posachas afilu b'sof tchum shavas nami, and Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no, you need one or the other. If it has a lock, it can be far away. If it's close by, you don't even need a lock. Is that one way to understand the machlokas? Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both. Rabbi Yossi says either or. O Dilma, or the Gemara says, Hachikamar, or is this the machlokas? Kol shesamach la'ir, bein de'islei posachas, bein de'lesley posachas. The Tanakhama only has one requirement. Samach la'ir. He doesn't mention anything about a lock. All he says is samach la'ir. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds all you need is one. Samach la'ir. V'yatsa Rabbi Yossi l'meimar, afilu b'sot chum shabbos, v'davka de'islei posachas. Aval lesley posachas, afilu samach la'ir namilo. So, and Rabbi Yossi holds maybe lock is the key. So that's the question of the Gemara. How do you understand the machlokas in the Mishnah? Is it Rabbi Yehuda has two requirements for a karpef, and Rabbi Yossi has one, either or? Or do you say, no, they both have one? Rabbi Yehuda requires samach le'ir, Rabbi Yossi requires lock on the door, lock on the field. So which is it? So Tashma, the Gemara says, we think it's partially the first one. Midiktani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenachnas lo b'posachas, afilu b'sof tchum shabbos, from the language of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if you can go in with a lock, then even if it's far away. It sounds like he only has one requirement. Shmamina, Rabbi Yossi tarti l'kula. Ka'amar, shmamina. Sounds like from the Gemara says, it sounds like from the Mishnah that he's arguing and saying, no, all you need is a lock, even if it's far away. It sounds like he's saying either or. If it's far away, you need a lock. If it's close, you wouldn't even need the lock. That's what the Gemara assumes, that he is being meiko. But Rashi says, from Rabbi Yossi, maybe we'll know Rabbi Yehuda as well, that Rabbi Yehuda is only about samach. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't require both. Rabbi Yehuda says you need close by. Rabbi Yossi adds, no, even if it's not close by, it's okay, as long as it has a posachas. So it's a little different than either of the suggestions the Gemara had. The Gemara said, does Rabbi Yehuda require both and Rabbi Yossi require one, or one and one? Lamaskana, we say Rabbi Yehuda requires one, samach le'ir, and Rabbi Yossi would say either or. Amar of Salah, Amar of Yirmiya, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, Lahakel. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, to be make. Okay, that is the little sugya of Muksa or Ma'amer, whatever Shita one holds of. Okay, next Mishnah. Eimavakin Eitzim, Lomin HaKoros, Velomin HaKorosh, and this Rabbi Yantiv, one is not allowed to chop wood from Koros, from beams. What kind of beams? We'll see in a second. Veloman HaKorosh is Rabbi Yantif. And not from a korah, from a board that broke on Yantif. Let's say there's a board, part of a person's roof. It fell off on Yantif. One is not allowed to be bokeya, to chop up those boards. Why not? What again? What is the issue of the Mishnah? All these Mishnayos have questions. What exactly is the issue? So again, Tosfos here, Rashi doesn't... Rashi doesn't really tell us on the Mishnah. He tells us on the second half of the Mishnah. But if you look back, you remember Tosfos da Beis in Beisa. Beis and a Beis. Tosfos says this is one of the cases of Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis that even Reb Shimon would agree to. Tosfos quotes this Mishnah, that these are special kinds of boards that are used for construction. You don't use these for, you know, everyday activities. So therefore, Tosfos there and the Rashba here say that the issue in the Mishnah is Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis. And that's why you cannot, you chop up these wood for firewood on Yontif, because it wasn't in your das to use it for firewood. That is one opinion. The Meiri there, that's also, it was just, it doesn't change. Maybe it's, it doesn't change, doesn't change. We're going to see what the potential other shita might be. Even if it broke on Yantiv, it's still, it doesn't change. That's number one, Minat Koros. Number two is the Meiri. The Meiri says that the Muksamach was Gufo. So not just Dafka Chesron Kis, but also Muksamach was Gufo. And again, Meiri there also, it said Reb Shimon agrees to certain Mukses. And inherently, you don't use this for other things, and therefore it's Muksamach was Gufo, like branches and like rocks. The Rambam has a third opinion. The Rambam says, in Ilchas Yantiv, it is Nolad. At least the second half. Maybe he reads it all as one statement. The Rambam says it is nolad. What's nolad? Nolad means something became new on Yantif. So beforehand, it seems like it was a kli. It was part of holding up the house. It was a korah, and now it's just a piece of wood. So therefore, it has a different halachic shame, and therefore it is nolad. So it's a type of muksa. The question is, what type of muksa? Is it chesron kis? Is it muksa machmas gufo? Or is it nolad? Three shitas in the Rishonim. That's the first half of the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to chop up these wood because they're all muksas. The ein mavakin, but now the second half of the Mishnah says the ein mavakin lo bakardim lo b'magira lo b'magal. You're not allowed to chop them up with an axe. Kardim is an axe, b'magira is a saw, b'magal also a type of scythe or sickle. Ela b'kofitz, be allowed to use this big chopping knife that you usually cut bones with or cut meat with. So that you're allowed to use. The Gemara is going to ask. The first part of the Mishnah seems to say you're not allowed to do anything, and the second half gives you an allowance. The Gemara will ask that. But what is the potential problem with using these kalim? What are the potential problems? So again, you have a couple of opinions. Rashi here says, four lines from the bottom, nire ka'ose bo malacha. Right, if you use these professional kalim, it appears like you're doing a malacha, even though you're not doing a malacha. Right, you're just chopping up wood for firewood, which you're allowed to do on Yantif, but it appears like you're doing a malacha. That's what Rashi seems to say. Other Rishonim, the Ran here, says that no, the issue is one of tochein, of grinding. It must be you're chopping up finely, very into small pieces. So there's a malacha of tochein on Shabbos, you're allowed to grind into small pieces. Therefore, here too, it seems like you're being tochein. Aye, malacha zochal nefesh, is there tochein? So they work it out that maybe it's not, doesn't have such a heter of ochel nefesh.
That's true.
Why does that aser the kli? Well, you're not allowed to do well, because maybe different types of kalim you can't do. Tochei might be mutal l'shem ochel nefesh.
No, but even if it's aser, so what happens?
Even if it's aser, maybe either you can't do as fine a job with these other kalim. Maybe you can't
so
do as fine.
The
second half is tochein according to some, or you know maybe it's just nirif. It's a nirif like a problem. Maybe this kofitz, which is usually used in the butcher shop anyway, wouldn't be a problem. The Rush just adds, and then we'll go to the Gemara. The Rush just adds the only time anything though is mutter, like with a kofitz, is only if you need to really chop up this wood. Let's say the wood is basically could fit into your fireplace anyway, and you're just chopping it to make it a little better. He says then you can't do it. That's the tircha shlolat sarah. It has to be only if you really need to do this malacha would you be allowed to do it on Yantif. Okay, so the Mishnah says you're not allowed to chop up. The first Mishnah starts off by saying you can't chop up the koros and the korah. And then the second half of the Mishnah said you're allowed to use the kofitz. So ask the Gemara. V'hamid reishein mevakin klal. But the beginning of the Mishnah says you're not allowed to chop up at all. So, you know, which is it? And what is it? And Rashi quotes that we think that we're talking about here, the first half and the second half of the Mishnah are connected. So we think it's all one big issue. So I'll review the Mishmul no, chisurim achsur of Achington. You know, you have to read the two different parts of the Mishnah. Ein mevakin min ha-soar shel koros. You can't cut chop from a pile of boards. V'lo min ha-kar shish rabbi yantif. That's first half of the Mishnah. And that is a muksa issue. That's a muksa issue. As we said, either chesron kis or gufo or nolad, but the first half of the Mishnah is a muksa issue. Aval, but that's one part type of boards. But then the second half of the Mishnah is talking about a different type of boards. Aval mavakin min ha-korosh and ishra me'erav yantif. But if you have boards that broke from before yantif, and it's not a separate in a pile of boards, that's that is set not set aside. So then you're allowed to chop them, those boards up on Yom Tov for firewood. Ukshe mevakin, but when you chop of those types of boards that are allowed to be chopped up on Yom Tov, ein mevakin lo bakardo velo bamago velo bamagera, you can't use any of these fancy types of kalim, either it's maisa uman or some other issue, ela bakofitz, but you have to use the kofitz, which is the knife that's usually used in the butcher shop anyway, so that's the only chopper that's allowed to be used on Yom Tov. Tani nami hachi, we also have a brayser to support this, ein mevakin eitzim lo min asor shel koros velo min akorshis rabbi Yom Tov lefi she'eino min hamucha. Okay, so that is now you understand the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah is talking about muksa types of boards. The second half of the Mishnah is not talking about muksa types of boards. V'lo b'kardom. The Mishnah continued and it said, you're not allowed to use a kardom. A kardom was an axe. An axe, if we remember, has a thick side where the head of the axe is and a thin side. But I guess in those days, the thin side was also sometimes used for cutting. It had a sharp edge. So says the Gemara. Amar v'chinda bar shalmi yamishpeh the Rav. Lo shano ela b'nikva shalom. When are you not allowed to chop with the axe on Yom Tov? Only b'nikvah shalom. The rotten nikvos from the word nikeva, but it means the wide side, the wide part of it. Lo shana lo b'nikvah shalom. You're not allowed to chop with the wide part of the axe. Aval b'zichra shalom mutter, but the skinny part of the axe, mutter, so that you'd be able to chop with. It says the Gemara, pshita b'kofitzan. That's pashit, because the next line of the Mishnah says you can chop with a kofitz, and a kofitz is skinnier than an axe. So just like you use a kofitz, so you could use the skinny part of the kardom, of the axe. What's the difference? So what's the chiddush of Rav Chinan bar Shalmi and Mishpeh the Rav? We already know that from the next line of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'u detema hanimili kofitz l'chudeh. I might have thought that when the Mishnah allows a kofitz, that's only if you have a plain chopping knife, plain kofitz. Aval kardom v'kofitz. But let's say you have what I just described. You have an axe on one side and a skinny sharp part on the other side. So you might have said, Eim amigo de haigisa aser, haigisa nami aser. I might have said, since you can't use the fat side, you can't use the skinny side either. Right? You might come to switch it around. You might come to forget. Or maybe this kli already has a shame, you know, problematic kli on it. So you might have said, so that's aser. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush of Rav Chinan bar Shalmi Mishpeh the Rav, that you could use the skinny side, even though the other side of the kli is a problem, would not be able to be used. The Ikah the Masi La Seifa. Some have this whole discussion on the last part of the Mishnah. Ela b'kofitz. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to use a kofitz. The first version had a discussion about the kardom. Now we're going to talk about the kofitz. The kofitz is the chopping knife that you're allowed to use, says the Mishnah. When are you allowed to use the kofitz? That's only if you have a kofitz with two sides, a skinny part and a fat part. Only the skinny part of the chopping knife you're allowed to use. But the fat part of the knife, you will not be able to be used. So again, ask the Gemara, Pshita v'lo b'kardom tanan. It's obvious from the previous line of the Mishnah. The previous line of the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use an axe, which only has a fat part. So when the Mishnah allows kofitz, it must be, it only allows the skinny part. So Gemara says again, Ma'u detei ma'ani mili kardom. I might have thought that what is the Mishnah aser earlier? Only a plain kardom. Aval kofitz v'kardom. But if you have a kofitz and a kardom, eim amigo de haigisa shari, haigisa nami shari. But if you have a kofitz and a kardom, I might have said, since the kofitz side of it is okay, the kardom side of it is okay also, kamash malan, it is not. So therefore, lamaskana, according to both versions, there's a big nafkamina lahalacha. If you have a kofitz and a kardom, if you have a kli, one side skinny, one side fat, are you allowed to chop with the skinny side? According to the first version of the Gemara, yes. Kamash Balan, yes. According to the second version of the Gemara, Kamash Balan, no. Because since this side is aser, that side is aser, limaskana. Okay, so that's a discussion of the kardom and the kofitz. One discussion lahalacha here is the Ran. The Ran asks on this whole Gemara about chopping, bikua. The Ran asks, what are we talking about here, about chopping wood? Isn't that machshirei ochal nefesh? Right, that's not mamish ochal nefesh, that's machshirei, chopping firewood to use for fire. That's a preparatory stage of ochal nefesh. So if you remember, says the Ran, we just said, not so long ago, four blot ago, on Daf Chav Ches, we said that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda by machshirei ochal nefesh, that you're allowed to do preparatory stages even on Yantif, only if what? If you couldn't have done it before Yantif. If you couldn't have done it before Yom Tov, so the Ran here says, so what's going on here? You could have chopped this wood before Yom Tov. So what's the Gemara talking about? This all should be aser. It's a makshiri. Okay, they have issues of muksa, issues of this. There's a much more basic problem. Chopping the wood. You shouldn't be able to do any heter of tochein, whatever the heter is. Ask the Ran, and if he's ayin and beis in the riff, the whole heter shouldn't apply. That's the Ran. Umakshu, lo machiti, or lo vakeya, afilo ay de shinui, v'ha makshirin she'ef shalat sasbe'er of Yom Tov ninu. And therefore, how are you allowed to do it? So the Ran has an important chiddush. V'linire kol shehu nehene migufo shel davar ka'ochel nefesh atzmohu. Says the Ran, you're right, this seems like a preparatory act. You're chopping the wood and then you're going to burn the wood. But says the Ran, anything that you're involved in that you're going to get benefit from directly, that item, that's called ochel nefesh. That's not called machshiri ochel nefesh. When you're sharpening the knife to do a bris milah, that's a preparatory stage. You're not going to get any benefit from the knife. The baby's going to be a mahul. You're not going to get any benefit from the knife. That's a preparatory stage. Chopping down a tree, so that's a preparatory stage. But cutting wood, you're going to use the wood. You're burning the fire to get the heat from the fire, to get warmth from the fire. So velo damul machshirin shein adam nanim and a machshirin atzmo kisakin ushbud. But Tanya, you're fixing your oven. You're fixing your spit. That's machshirin. Ela machshir hukshar al yedei machshinkin beitzim shenanim ehen baatzmon sheosin medurim eschamin kinegda. That is called ochel nefesh mamish. And by ochel nefesh mamish, so then we say that even if it could have been done before yontif, so then we say it is allowed. The only chilek by Rabbi Yehuda, machshirin, within machshirin, it's only efshar or efshar lasosin from before yontif. But if it's mamish ochel nefesh, says the Ran, so then it's allowed even if efshar lasosin mi ba'od yom. So that's an important Ran to remember on this Gemara about bikua. The hana is lehis, what's his lashon? He says lehischamim. He says, right, she'en adem nene, he said, lo damin lemachshirin, here you are mischami, osem midur mischami kenegda. Right, so you might say, if you're only using it for the cooking, it is machshirin. So right, oh, so Rabbi Nun is saying maybe if it was only, maybe because it has this benefit also, you might be doing it l'shem the cooking, but because it also has the benefit of mischamim kinegda, which is a hanah directly from it, so that's why it's called ochel nefesh and not machshiri ochel nefesh. Okay, next Mishnah. By Yeshu Mali Peiros Vinifchas. Let's say you have a house full of fruit. Vinifchas, and then it was totally enclosed and sealed before Yantif, and then Vinifchas, and then somehow by itself it got opened up. Benifchas, the door got opened up. Not the door, something smashed in, the roof fell in. Notel bimakom hapachas. One is allowed to take the fruit from the place where it fell in. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir Omer apokas l'achila v'notel. Rabbi Meir says, you can even break it yourself. Pokas l'achila v'notel and take it yourself. Rashi discusses here, why isn't there a problem on muksa? Why isn't there a problem on muksa here? Right, the peiros were totally, you put them out of your mind, it was totally enclosed before yontif, you didn't think you would get to them before yontif, so why isn't there an issue of muksa here, that it was totally not enclosed? So Rashi here has a chiddush, that the Gemara is going to explain that the issue here, to break it would only be an issa d'rabanan. And says Rashi, there is no such thing as muksa machmas issa and miku diskatsoi by an issa d'rabanan. That's chiddush of Rashi here. V'lo armina muksa machmas iser hein, v'atadaitim aneo kivet alavi psichaso, iser p'chisaso iser daraisa. That's chiddush Rashi here. Tosfos here quotes a number of Gemaras which argue. Tosfos says, I don't know what you're talking about. Mikudas kasai applies by iser and rabbanan. It applies to each other. He quotes a number of Gemaras. If you have the afrochim, you have the little chicks on top of the basket, you say mikudas kasai, abena shvashes. So Tosfos says, you know what? Tosfos throws up his hands and says, you know what? The Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosfos says. I have no other answer. That is Tosfos, because he doesn't like the answer of Rashi. He does not give any other answer. But then we have the answer of the Ramban. What are you going to answer? Says the Ramban, Muksa and Migu Diskatsoi only applies with something inherently problematic with the item. Here, the item is perfectly fine. You have a hindrance in getting to the item. It's closed off. That doesn't make it Muksa. You have a Minia. You can't get to the food. But that doesn't make the food, muksa. So that is the chiddush of the Ramban. So Yisrael is going to tell me now. So it's Rashi l'shitaso. Excellent, thank you. Baruch Hashem. Rashi l'shitaso. Because Rashi, if you remember on Daf Beis, Rashi's focus of muksa is the muksa in the das of the person. So that's why Rashi thinks this is muksa too, because in the person's mind, he puts it out of his head, and that's why if it's totally closed off, so that's muksa. But other Rishonim said no. The focus is the object, not the person, and the object here is perfect. That's the Ramban. The Ramban would say, no, it has to do with the haksah of the chefsa, and therefore, that's why it would not be a problem on muksa here. It's important to know the Ramban and to know why Rashi doesn't say like the Ramban. So that's why all these issues are, you're allowed to take from there is no issue of muksa by the fruit. Okay, Amai v'Hakas Aser Allah. Ask the Gemara. Let's assume this question is on Rabbi Meir. So Machlokas and the Rishonim. Let's assume it's on Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir allow you to just break open the whole house and go? You're being Soser. Soser is a Malacha Daraisa. So Amar Nechumi Bar Ada Amar Shmuel Bavir Delivni. No, we're just talking about a case where you have bricks piled on each other without cement in between. So breaking it is not really doing the Malacha of Soser. You're just knocking them down, and therefore at most it's an Issa Derabanan and Mishum. Ochal nefesh, you're allowed to do it. Eini, is this really true that if they're piled up, there wouldn't be any other problems? If you have any bricks left over from construction, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Because if they're left over from the binyan, you're not going to use them for construction anymore, so you can use them to sit on. So they have a shame kli. Sharginu, but once you put them in a nice, neat pile, vadeeksinu, that for sure is muksa now, and you can't touch them. So here too, how could Rabbi Meir allow you to break it open? So fine, it's not a real soser, but it's muksa. You've piled them up. And therefore you've been moksa them from your das. So I'm Reb Zera, b'yantif I'm Reb Alo b'Shabbos. Reb Zera says, you're right, on Shabbos you wouldn't be able to do it, you'd only be able to do it on yantif. What's the pshat? Tosis, the bottom line of Tosis on the bottom says, this is a riot to a major machlokas we've shown him, that muksa is allowed mishum ochel nefesh. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Pashas of the Gemara is, isn't it muksa, because you line them up? Ochel nefesh, the difference between Shabbos and yantif. Tosis says there's a riot to the Ritzbah, that ochel nefesh allows, pushes away even muksa. Tani nami hachi, and there's even a brisa to support this. Rabbi Meir Omer, afokis l'chachila benotol b'yantif amru avolo b'Shabbos. The brisa says beferish is only on yantif and not on Shabbos. Period. Asks the Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo here in his Shuvitz, and also in Mincha Shlomo, they printed it on Beitza. Why is it that if it's piled up, that it's muksa? Why don't you just do tiltum and atzad? Why don't you just like knock it over with your elbow? Why don't you knock it over with something else? You know, you could break it with something else. Why don't you do, you know, tiltum and atzad in an indirect way? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is a raya to the sheet of the Chazon Ish. What sheet of the Chazon Ish? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's interesting, in the Shmir Shabbos, we know it's a whole sefer all about Hilchos Shabbos. There's one ha'ara from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the back. It says, Ha'ara me'es Rav Shlomo Zalman. Back page, right after the whole thing is fixed. What's the Ha'ara? Ha'ara is Megar Shas. So what's it about? What do you think it's about? Tiltum and Atzad. Right here. Tiltum and Atzad. What is it? It's the sheet of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that Tiltum and Atzad does not just mean indirect movement of Muksa. That's what most Rishonim, the Chazon Ish says, I know most Rishonim, most Mefarshim are against me. Most Achronim are against me. But the Chazon Ish thinks that Tiltum and Atzad is that what you're moving is basically Litzarech, something that's not really Muksa. If your ikar moving is letzorach davar hamuksa, that's not called tiltum and atzad. Only if you're moving something mutter, and by the way, you're also moving something muksa, that would be tiltum and atzad. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this Gemara maybe is a raya to the Chazon Ish. Because here, what's the suggestion? Why don't you just move it with your elbow? Why don't you do some other way? The Gemara doesn't suggest it. So he thinks it's a raya to the Chazon Ish. He says, Ayin Chazon Ish, shesovar delo mikri tiltum and atzad, elam ki mital davar hamutter im ha'aser. Like, what do? You move a barrel with a rock on top of it. So that's tiltum and atzad, you're moving the barrel. You move the davar mutter. Avalam ikra tilta hu b'shvul hamuksa. Afilu imetal teloso al yidei davar mutter. Aser. Avalam isha mechavim l'sarach makomo. Because that is not called tilta b'natzad. And then the Chazon Ish notes, he writes himself that this is against the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and other Achronim. But he says this is what he thinks is from the Gedolei HaRishonim. Chazon Ish is allowed to do that. He has, he's in that, he's a major leaguer. So anyways, it says there of Shlomo Zalman that he thinks this Gemara might be a smach to the Chazon Ish. Okay, Amar Shmuel, the new Gemara. We're going to stop right before Amar Shmuel. Okay, we'll stop here. Hey, Baruch Hashem, this was a daf that we were able to do in a shorter amount of time. So, good. No, it was just that we didn't know the combination to get into the. So we didn't know where the. Well, we figured out where the.